So again, Perek Nun Dalit Pasuk Tesvav Hein Gor Yogor Efes Me Osi. This is a very hard pasuk. After learning this many times and preparing, I still don't understand what it means. But Gor Yogor means to be afraid. Hein beholds, if it is, or Hein means behold. Let's translate Hein now to mean behold. Gor Yogor, if you are afraid. Efes may OC. It's only from Hashem. Now, there are many angles to translate these words. One interpretation is that everything which happens in this world is only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it to happen. If you feel threatened, if you find yourself in a situation where your enemies are attacking, and you are afraid, so Gor Yogor, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that is bringing this about. Efes, it's nothing. Efes means nothing other than Me'o'si from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bringing about these events where your enemies are attacking and causing you tsar. And therefore, if you want to remove the enemy, don't try to... you have to establish that goes without saying, but don't think that the solution will come by just focusing only on your enemy. The solution will come when you do tshuva, when you come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when you repent and do tztaka and do chesed and do tshuva. That is how you will be able to overcome the fear that is overtaking you. That is overtaking you. So, of course, you do shtadlus. There's no question about it. You have to yishav to protect yourself from the enemy. But you have to recognize that it's efes me'osi. It is only, it's nothing other than something which comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then the next words are even harder to translate. Mi gor itach. If me, who among you, itach refers to the Jewish people. Who among you, and gor means to be afraid. It's a rhetorical question. Who among you should be afraid, olayich yipol, concerning though your enemies that are falling upon you, that are attacking? So olayich yipol is a term, two words which go together, which refer to your enemies. Your enemies are coming upon you, they're falling upon you to attack. And Hashem says, migori toch, why should someone among you be afraid? There's no need to be afraid. All you have to do is do tshuva, repent, and come close to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and Kadosh Baruch Hu will save you from those that are olayich yipol, that are falling upon you. Now let's try to read the mitzvahs inside, because I translated it not exactly according to the mitzvahs, but let's just see exactly how he translates these words. Hein gor yogor be'emes. So hein means in truth. Yechas v'yifchad. You should be afraid. Mishuhu nedar v'nifrad v'meruchok mimeni. So according to the mitzvahs, he's made, it's a statement. It's not. It's a statement that if you are efes me'o'c, you have to read it, put this expression backwards. If you are distant, you do not have a relationship with me. Efes means there is nothing me'o'c. You have severed your connection from Me'o'c, from Mi Hashem, then you're in a lot of trouble. Hein, now we go back. Hein, be'emes, in truth, you are in a lot of trouble. Gor Yogor, you have what to be afraid of. That's a whole different interpretation of the way the first I translate. I translated the pasuk first according to Rav Schwab. Rav Schwab, based on other Rishonim, had how he translated the first approach. But let's read the next few words. We'll summarize it again at the end. Pasuk end. Mi gor itach alayich yipol. Mi gor back to the mitzudos. Mi gor itach. Mi shahoyelo tagva meriva imach. Those that have a quarrel with you, who yipol elecha, they will encamp near you. Lishkoin imcha liosar limash ma'asecha. They will do to when the Mashiach comes. Now things will turn around all the way around, and they will come and be your friends. Your enemies will do repent, and they will seek your advice and live near your boundaries in order to absorb the Kedusha that Eretz Yisrael has to offer. So according to the Mitzudos, let's just translate the pasuk according to the Mitzudos, and we'll summarize the other interpretation. Just to get, it's good to get a contrast of different approaches to the difficult psukim. But according to the last words of the pasuk is a bracha, that migar itach, those nations that in the past, in the history of the world, have waged war against you and have angered you. Gar over here also means, gar means anger. That's how, yeah. What?
Or to provoke.
To provoke. Those that have provoked you in the past, now, kama, now, alayich yipol, when Mashiach comes, they will humble themselves. Then to you, they will be subordinate to you to come to learn from your ways. Let's review again the whole pasuk according to the Mitzvot. In gar yagar, who should be afraid? But the common denominator according to the Mitzvot is the word yagar. The three different expressions here in the pasuk of gar, yagur, and gar all refer to anger, fear, terror, provoke,
provocation.
Hain, gar, yogar, efes, and lc. So according to the Mitzudas, this means, we read this expression backwards, a person that is efes me'o'c, that does not believe in Hashem, he denies Hashem's existence, he's a nothing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he has no relationship, he is in trouble, gar, yogar. And then, seemingly, this next expression has nothing to do with the previous expression. It says now a new concept. Mi gar itach, those that in the past, throughout the history, have provoked you, have caused you pain, now alayich yipol. Period. According to Rav Schwab, Rav Schwab learns the pasuk in an entirely different fashion. I assume it's based on other Rishonim, a lot of Rishonim. Hein gar yagor. If you do find yourself in a situation where you are terrorized, you are in a state of fear, what should you do? You should recognize Efes me'osi. It's from nothing else than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem has brought this upon you. Don't start blaming your neighbors, your nations, and if only we would have done this, and we would have done that, and we would be good to this neighbor. No. HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls the shots. He influences people to behave in a certain way, to bring tzar, and to bring simcha to others, and therefore the solution to your problem is to tshuva. And of course, the shtadlus, and you will be spared. And then when it says, mi gar itach alayich yipol, according to our way of Schwab learns, mi gar itach, those that are, it's a rhetorical question. Mi gar itach, is there someone among the Jewish people? And now, at this point, before you come to word me'o'c, it means, but what should you do? You should do tshuva. And when you do tshuva and you return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, migor itach, who among my nation, among my Jewish people, will any more feel a need to be afraid concerning those alayich yipol, the enemies that are trying to conquer and trying to attack you? Smash me kotze elakotze, because according to the Mitzudos, alayich yipol is a bracha. Now when Mashiach comes, they're going to come close to you, they're going to live with you, they're going to be subordinate, they're going to humble themselves to you. According to our Shrab, it's Pum Fakert. Those people that are mamish until the very, very end, goygu mogoyg, alayich yipol, that are coming to attack and to destroy you, Hashem says, "Mi gar itach? Who among itach, among my Jewish people, should be afraid of these people? You've done tshuva. You've come close to me. I'll take care of you. Don't be afraid of them. There's nothing to be afraid of." And also, in the first part of the pasuk, it's also mikatsa lakatsa. Hein gar yogar efes me'osi. You means, according to Rav Schwab, that you are, if you are dusphilia, that is in a state of terror, it's because it's coming from Hashem. Do tshuva. But according to the Mitzudos, it means the Efes me'osi, a person that is distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he has no connection, in Nechanami, he's in a lot of trouble. Gor Yagor, he should be afraid. He is in trouble. Okay, it's a very difficult pasuk, and those are basically two approaches to explain these words. Pasuk Tezayin. Hein, or Hine, you have to change, it's a Kriyuch Siv. Hine Anochi Barasu Charash, here Hashem says that you have basically nothing to be afraid of, or you do have what to be afraid of. Hashem says that everything, all of the weapons tools that are created in this world that can cause harm have been created through HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem has inspired man to create weapons of mass destruction. And being that the source comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's also within HaKadosh Baruch Hu's power to bring an end to Chorban, to destruction, the end to people who use these weapons. Hinei behold, Anochi Barasi Chorosh, it is I, Hashem, who has created the craftsman. Chorosh means a craftsman. What kind of craftsman? Nefeach Ba'esh Pecham, who blows on fiery coals. They blow either with their mouth, or they blow with different instruments to produce intense heat. And they take metal and they melt it, molten metal. Umotzichli l'masehu, and they produce through these burning hot coals utensils, weapons. The Anochi Barasi Mashchis Lechabel, and it is I that have created the Mashchis. Mashchis means the person, the craftsman. Mashchis here is a parallel to Chorosh. Chorosh is an innocent craftsman, and the first part of the pasuk does not necessarily mean that he created weapons of mass destruction. The mashdis is the person that abuses technology. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends down to this world a shefa, an abundance of chachma, and people come along and they use this chachma to create magnificent tools, magnificent inventions. And then what always happens later on, people take advantage, people abuse technology, and they use technology as a means of causing harm to other people. So there's a two-step process. First is, Hinei Anochi Barasi Chorosh. Hashem, so I created the craftsman. Nefeach Ba'esh Pecham. He went and he learned how to blow air on hot coals in order to create intense heat. And through the intense heat, he was able to take metal and fashion it into a certain form to create utensils which are for the benefit of man. And then came along another evil person, and he saw this incredible invention. He saw technology. Wow, instead of using this only for good, in order to better people's lives, we can use this to terrorize people, to destroy people's lives. It is I who have given permission, Barasi Mashchis. I have now given permission for a person to go forward and to be a destroyer, lechabel, to destroy and to cause harm to other people. But Hashem says, although this is true, it all comes from me. There is bechira chafshis. I have allowed this to happen. But you have to be aware that people will only be succeed in causing harm if the victims are deserving. They are sinners, and therefore, if you do tshuva and you follow in Hashem's ways, then I will prevent these evil people from being able to carry out their schemes. Called kli yutzar pasagidzan, old utensils that have been fashioned, olayich, against you, lo yitzlach. Hashem, I was saying that since here in Moshe Mashiach, my people are going to tshuva, they're going to be good people. All of these weapons of mass destruction have been created by the mashchis, that have been created, olayich, that have been designed specifically to be used against you, lo yitzlach, will not succeed. They will not have any effect. They will not work, because Hashem says, I do not want it to work. And here's something totally different. And anyone that speaks evil against you, let's say there's some type of meeting in the United Nations, there's some type of gathering of people that try to debate the Jewish people and to issue judgment and slander and cause harm with words, that's also going to be unsuccessful. V'chol lashon, any tongue, takum itach lamishpat, that tries to rise up against the Jewish people in judgment, to slander them. Tarshi, Hashem says, I will declare them guilty. They will be declared guilty. They will not succeed in being able to bring harm to my Jewish people. Zos, this, everything that I have said is nachlas. Now what is Zos going back on? So some learn that it's going back on the last psukim of what we've just said about not, don't be afraid, and especially really sorry from Pasuk Yud Gimel, or even going back to Pasuk Yud Aleph, different things which we're referring to in the time of Yemos HaMashiach, all of these ideas. Others learn that it's referring more specifically to the beginning of the parak of the words of comfort. Zos is a summary of all the various expressions of comfort that we mentioned in this parak. Zos, Nachalas, will be the inheritance. Avdei Hashem, the servants of Hashem, v'tzidkosam me'iti, and their righteousness will come from me. Now what does it mean that their righteousness will come from me? It's not really clear. V'zosi hatztok asher tov eluhem. This tzidkosam is a reference to all of the good things that have been mentioned in the last couple of psukim. They will all come me'iti from I, Hashem, ne'um Hashem, so says Hashem. Okay, so that concludes this parak. Very difficult. These last couple of psukim were very, very difficult. Now we go to parak Nun Hey. This is one of the most famous psukim. Hoi called Sami Luchulamayim. Now Hoi here is used in a different way. Hoi normally is an expression of mourning, like Oyvei, Hoi, like Rachmana Litzlan. It's like a kina. Yeah, you have this expression, the kinos. What? Woe to us. It's an expression, but here that's not how it's used. All Mufashim, they apologize that Hoy here is the lashon of zeros, encouragement. It's a very interesting idea that the same word sometimes is used as an expression of grief and sometimes is used as an expression of encouragement, zeros. And that's what has been used with the Hoy. Hoy called Sami, all those that are thirsty, l'chulamam, go to water. The asher in le'kesef, even if you don't have any money, it's okay because water is free. Really? Not anymore. But it used to be free. In Eretz Yisrael, it's a very big problem. In the Middle East, there's a very great shortage of water in the Middle East. And that's what they're afraid of. There's going to be wars in the future, not over land. The wars that they're concerned are going to be between the different Arab nations and Israel is over water.
So
there's a very big problem with water now in the Middle East. But even in America, it's no simple matter. But here it says, "Vasher inlay kesef." Even if you have no money, even if you don't have any money, without any money, water is free. L'chugo shivru ve'echolu. Shivru means to buy. Now we have to hold back one moment because we all know all too well that we learn Navi. You know, you don't learn one word at a time. You have to take the one word and make sure that you connect that one word to what it says a little bit later on. But it says shivu, to purchase. Shivu is a word which means to retail purchase. There is sometimes when you buy wholesale. Shivu means to buy lasha shever, small pieces.
Shivu means right.
Shivu ma'arechal. So it means ma'at. Shivu ma'at. A small amount. When you buy small amounts, that's retail. When you buy large amounts, that's wholesale. So shivu comes from shever, a broken piece. So it's retail purchase, which means, we'll see in a moment the meaning of that in the context of Mayim. Shivu purchase, ve'echolu and eat. Uluchu shivu, and now the pasuk comes to explain. When I told you, you should go and you should purchase, uluchu shivu, b'loy chesef. No money. No, you don't have to use money. You'll go through the motions of acquisition, which means you'll go to the store and you'll say, "Can I please?" That's not, you just can't take it. It has to be given to you. There has to be an arrangement. Can I please have it? And then the seller will say, "Yes, here it is." There has to at least be some give and take between the buyer and the seller. It has to look like a transaction, but no money will be exchanged. When I said shivu to buy, b'loy chesef. Uvaloy mechir. Mechir is also another word, parallels the word, parallels kesef, without a price, maybe it means bartering. When you exchange one object for another, without a price, yayin v'cholav, not just mayim, even wine and milk. Now, what does this pasuk refer to? What exactly is going on? So, let's, this very beautiful medrash, I want to go through the whole medrash with you. Mayim, as you all know, is a reference to Torah. Chazal darshin, mayim ein mayim, Elo Torah. Now let me read you some of the medrash. You don't have this, but I'm going to read it to you, the medrash inside. This is a Gemara in Tainis. Okay, this is easy. This is not a medrash. This is a Gemara. Everyone knows this. Lama nimshul divrei Torah l'mayim. Why is Torah compared to water? How do we know that Torah is compared to water? This pasuk, hoy, called Sameh, l'chul l'mayim, go to water. Water always goes to the lowest level. That's the nature of water. Water, it's light and it's gravity. It always descends to the lowest level. The only one that will succeed in absorbing Torah is a person that is meek, a humble person, is a person that will absorb Torah. Now we go to a much more significant medrash. This is a medrash in Tehillim, in Mizmor Aleph, and in Mizmor Dalet, Mizmor Aleph, Dalet, Yud Ches. I'm not sure how Aleph Dalet, but this is a medrash in Tehillim, so let's see what it says over here. I'll try to go very quickly. It compares Mayim to many different things. Ma Mayim Nisunim Min HaShamayim. Where does water come from? Water comes from the heavens. It rains. The water ascends from the heavens, the clouds. Lekol Shema, Lekol Tito Hamon Mayim Basham. In fact, what is Shemayim? Shemayim is Sham Mayim. The word Shemayim is a composite of two words. There is water. Kach Divrei Torah Nisunim Min HaShamayim. Torah comes from heaven. Hashem came down from heaven to give us the Torah. Shenemar, Atem Risim, Kimin HaShemayim, Dibati Machem, you have all seen with your own eyes that Hashem has spoken to Moshe from heaven. Next, Joshua. Umo Mayim Yordim Lo'ilam B'Kolo Sudakim. When Mayim comes down, it's always accompanied by thunder and lightning. Shenemar, Kol Hashem Alamayim. Kach Divrei Torah Shenemar. When the Torah was given, it was given to us. Koloi Suvarakim. So too, the Ibrahim Ashish, we also buy Kavi Kolo Suvarakim. Third, next thing. Now we'll go up to number, I think we're up to number fourth. The fourth, right? We're now up to number four. We're up to the Gemara, and we need two examples. Number four. Mamayim Chayim Loilam. Just like Mayim brings life. If there's no water, there's nothing in this world. After Divrei Torah Chayim Loilam. If you learn Torah, Torah gives you life. Shenemar ki chayim heim limotz ehem. Torah is life for those that come in contact with it. Uchsev ki loydev v'rikmichem. Another pasuk, now that says ki yuchayechem, the Torah is not an empty matter, it is the essence of your life. Next, drasha. Mamayim yordim tibin tibin. Water, when it descends from heaven, it comes down in little drops. It doesn't come down in buckets, but in drops. And after it comes down and drops and nasin, it turns into nicholim turns into streams. After a Torah, Adam lemid halacha chasayom. That's Torah. A person learns a little bit a day, a daf a day, a halacha a day, a small amount of Torah. Each amount of Torah a person learns considered to be a drop. And the halacha chas lemacher ad shem iskaber v'nevei kamayim, until a person accumulates so much Torah, he becomes a mayan hamiskaber. Next Rasha. Water covers the nakedness of the sea. A person cannot see the seashore. You can't see the seabed because the water covers it. It's a metzias. Even though water is clear, but water still obscures the view of what is below. So too, Shnemar Kemayim Liam Chasim, Kach Devetim Chasim Ervosan Shel Yisrael. Torah covers our sins. And a person is full of sin, and a person who learns Torah, Torah has the koyach to be mechaper, to cover. Kapara means to cover, to take away. Torah has the koyach to remove and to cleanse and to cover our sins. Shenemar v'al kol peshoim tichas ahava, love will cover pesha, and the love here refers to Torah. Next Rasha. When it comes to water, a gadol is not embarrassed to say to a minor, do me a favor, bring me a glass of water. A father tells his son, bring me water. There's no busha in the father telling his son to bring me water. Kach divrei Torah ein hagadol. A great Talmud Chacham is not embarrassed to say to a child, to someone that's a lesser Talmud Chacham, tell me, teach me something. Tell me something that I do not know. Ein hagodol mispayi shlema lukotin lamdeni perik echod oy halach achas. And the last rasha of this marriage, ma hamayim odam tzomei lohem, ein misatzel iluch lishtois. When a person is thirsty, he's not lazy. When you're thirsty, you get up and you go to the water fountain. That's the way it goes. You go to the water fountain. Kach devei Torah ein ha-talmud misatzel iluch limboi Torah lifnei rabbi. So when it comes to Torah, if you're thirsty for Torah, you're not embarrassed. Automatically, you'll go to your rebbe to learn Torah. So it's a very beautiful medrash. All of these things, all of these, the first one from the Gemara, everyone knows that Mayim goes, it descends to the lowest place. but not all of these other things are we aware of, and that's what it says here in this Medrash, in the Medrash Tehillim. Okay, there's another Gemara, one more Gemara, Masechta Tainis, that's also on the same Daf of Zayin. Rabbi Chinna bar Papa, Ksiv, Likras, this is a beautiful Gemara. It's a Gemara. The Gemara poses a contradiction. In one place it says, Likras Samei He Soyumayim. Bring water to a person who is thirsty. Bring the water. And here it says, Hoikol Samei Luchulamam. If you are thirsty, go to water. It's the Gemara's question, the contradiction. Should you go to the water? Or should the water be brought to you? So the Gemara says, "Im Talmud Hagunhu, if he is a good student of Yerush Shemayim, and he's a fitting student, then bring him. Then it's kedai for the Rebbe to bring the water, the Torah, to the student. Likra Samei Hesoyimoyim, to the one that is thirsty, bring water. But the Imlo, if he's not a fitting student, then called Samei Luchulamayim, the student. You should not teach a Rebbe, you should not run to teach Torah to a student that is not proper. Those students, Adrabah, teaching him Torah, you'll just give him tools to abuse. He'll take what he knows and he'll use it as a way to make trouble for everyone else. It's not so good for people who are trying to harm us, that they should know exactly what it says in the Gemara. They'll just abuse it and tell it to the media and start making bulbulim. But so him, if he wants to learn Torah, he must do tshuva. He should come to learn Torah. He must take the first step by showing that he is sincere and wants to come and learn Torah. Okay, so that is the basic midrashim of the Mayim. And now we go to the next medrash. The next medrash says that in this pasuk we have really three liquids. We have Mayim, Yayin and Chalaf. That's what it says in this pasuk. The pasuk is a long pasuk. Anyone who's thirsty, go to the water. And if you don't have any money, don't worry. Buy and eat. Buy without a price, without any money. Yayin and Chalaf. So there are really four different things being mentioned here. There's Mayim, Yayin, Chalaf, and it says go eat. What are you eating exactly? Yayin, Chalaf, and Mayim are things that you drink. So being that it says here, go, luchu, shivu, ve'echolu, purchase and eat. So Torah, that's the theme of this pasuk, is also being compared to a food, a staple in life, which simply, I guess, means bread. So, but what is it? What's the significance of comparing Torah to these three liquids? So, the Medrash is also as part of the Gemara. This is not a Medrash. The Gemara Masechta Tainis, and the Gemara Masechta Tainis says, "Amar Roshaya, Lomodim Shudivei Torah L'Shloisha Mashkin Halalu." Why is Torah compared to water, to milk, and Yayin? The Ksiv it says, "Haykol Tzamei Luchu." Lamayim. Uchsim it says luchu shivru b'loy chesav loy luchirim yain v'chalav loy melucha mash loy shamashkin halalu in miskayim in ela b'pocha shabakelim. You cannot store water, milk, and yayin in gold utensils. They will spoil. Yayin and chalav and mayim, the Gemara says, has to be stored in earthenware utensils, in barrels. Storing them in gold and silver, it's not good for the yayin and the chol and the milk. So to after the Torah, in miskayim ella b'misha daitoy shefala. Same idea. If Torah will have a kiyum, if a person thinks that he's gold, he's God's gift to this world, then the Torah is not going to last very long in such a person. The person is humble and meek, and he makes himself kekelim pechusim, like insignificant utensils of earthenware. Then the Torah will remain in the person. Another drasha: if you don't pay attention to water, milk, and yayin, these are things which are very delicate. You have to always guard them. If you're not going to be careful to guard them, and you don't pay attention for one moment, they will spoil. Therefore, so too, when it comes to Torah, Torah requires constant care. You have to always look over, review, and be diligent not to forget your learning. That's when you will succeed in remaining a Talmud Chacham. If you close your eyes from Torah for one moment, then you will forget the Torah. And then there is one more drasha. Dover acher yachol kamayim she'ena misamchem kachte v'toyro tamulema yain v'cholav. I ma yain v'cholav ein megadlim tzemachim after v'toyro kain tamulema mayim, which cause things to grow. So the med is a medrash oitzah hamedrashim, and says that there's like a mamotzino. The gemara mayim has a myla. The myla of mayim is it causes things to grow. You pour water on seeds, the seeds grow. Cholav and yayin do not have that property. If you pour milk and yayin on the ground, grass is not going to grow. It's just not going to happen. So yayin, mayim has that mila. But on the other hand, mayim does not have the mila of simcha. When a person drinks water, okay, he quenches his thirst, but he is not filled with joy. So what has the property of joy? Cholav has taste and yayin. But cholav and yayin again does not have the advantage of causing things to grow. So maybe when the person learns Torah, it's not going to allow him to develop in ruchnius. That's why you come back to mayim. The tzad hashoveh of mayim, cholav, and yayin is it causes, brings simcha, yayin and cholav, and also allows a person to grow and develop in Yerushalayim and in Avodas Hashem. And one other point about this pasuk Aleph, that it says here, "Shivu v'yacholu," go and purchase. As we mentioned before, shivu is an expression of purchasing retail, not wholesale. And that's the Musar Haskel. You can't learn Torah in one shot. It has to be done piecemeal, a little at a time, in order to accomplish a little today, a little tomorrow. If you take a crash course in Talmud, it's just not going to work. Has to be a little today, a little tomorrow. It has to be done over a period of time. That is the way a person will succeed in coming to develop to develop into a Talmud Chacham. Okay, maybe just do one more pasuk. Pasuk Beis, Lama Sishkul Chesed B'Lelechem. So here this pasuk, it really parallels, it really enhances pasuk Aleph. And Hashem is saying to Klal Yisrael, what are you wasting your time focusing on secular wisdom? Chochma of the Umos Olam. That will not give you satisfaction. It might be good only together with Torah. But if you completely abandon Torah and you focus only on wisdom that is found in the world of the Umos Olam, that alone will not give you satisfaction. So here Hashem complains, Pasuk Beis, Lama Sishkalu Chesef B'loy Lechem. Why are you paying, are you weighing silver to purchase something that is not satisfying? B'loy Lechem. You're giving away your best silver, you're putting it on the scale to buy something, and what are we referring to? You're purchasing Chochma, the Chochma of the Umos Olam. But the Chochma of the Umos Olam alone, without combining it with the Chochma of Torah, it's B'loy Lechem. It's not Lechem. It does not satisfy like bread. V'gi Achem. Why are you working so hard to produce currency, to produce wealth, so you can purchase things? B'loy Lesova. The things that you purchase do not give you satisfaction. Shimu Shemo Eli. Hashem says, listen to me. If you want satisfaction, the satisfaction will come from the Chochma of the Torah. V'ichlu Tov. Eat only what is good. And what is Tov? Ki lekach Tov nasati lachem Torah. V'sisanag badesh nafshechem. And delight. Take delight in the badesh and the fat. The fat refers to the fat, which truly is fat and nourishing, referring specifically to Torah. Nafshechem, your souls. Only through Torah will you derive satisfaction and sustenance. Ke'atu azdechem v'luchu elai. Turn your ear and come to me. Shimu, listen, usechi nafshechem. Listen to me and give life to your souls. V'echos olechem bris olam. I will establish with you a tree forever. Chasdei David haneemanim, the kindness of David. David, the tradition of David, which is faithful. If you look at the mitzvahs, David chasdei ki chasdei. Rotzolaymar yiyek moya chasodim. You will be like the chasodim hakayamim asher iftachti li David. that I promised David that the Melucha shall not cease from his seat. And then in Pasuk Dalet he goes on to explain what exactly are the Chasdei David Hanemon and the faithful kind acts of kindness that Hashem has promised David. And that will leave Mishnah for tomorrow. Pasuk Dalet continues to describe those qualities. Okay, stop here.